love, struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Forgive the old frog in the throat. I've been on an airplane for the past, I don't know, seems like umpteen hours, thanks to United Airlines not being able to get off on time. But hey, I made it back in time for the program, so glad to have you with me. Here are the rules of engagement. If you want to send me a text message, feel free to do that. The number on your message app is 33103, 33103. Just start your message with the word either Mike or Michael, either one of those two words, and tell me anything or ask me anything. And in fact, today might be a good day to send me a text message and ask me anything, because I've been on vacation for a week, and as much as I've tried to stay away from the news, I did spend most of last night on a red-eye back from Hawaii doing some show prep, so I do have some stuff, but quite honestly, I didn't, at least for the first few days, I really didn't pay much attention to the news. You know, it takes you a few days to get into vacation mode. And then once I got into vacation mode, then I was just sitting in just all the time, laying by the pool or laying by the beach and, reading the news. What kind of life is that? What kind of vacation is that? Well, that's because that's what I enjoy doing. Plus, you know, read a couple of books too, so got that out of the way too. So where do you want to start? Let's start with something that I think people might be worried about, but I got some good news for you, so you don't have to worry about this. Kamala Harris's campaign to become the next president of the United States of America, or maybe just to continue in her current job as the president, because I'm really not sure who's the president. Her campaign has surpassed $1 billion in fundraising since its inception. Now remember, its inception wasn't like a year or 2 years ago. Her campaign was like, you know what, 70 days or so, something ago? But despite the fact that she's raised or surpassed $1 billion in fundraising, she's still losing ground to Donald Trump in several key swing states. Now, the fundraising began with a surge of donations. The minute that Joe Biden stepped aside, every tech giant, every billionaire, with maybe the exception of Elon Musk, all got off their checkbooks or their credit cards or, you know, however they funneled their money through Act Blue and sent her a big fat-ass check. Yeah, over $1 billion. Let's see. It's back on July 21st, I think. She collected $81 million within a day, climbing over to $100 million by July 22. In August, her campaign reported raising $361 million, escalating its fundraising total to over $615 million. That's a boatload of money. Now, if you live in a decidedly blue state like I do in Colorado, I've seen very few Trump or Harris commercials. And the ones I have seen, let's go back to Hawaii. Didn't watch any TV in Hawaii. I didn't watch any TV. It was wonderful. But considering how blue Hawaii is, I probably didn't miss anything. In August, let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah, September's figures have not been disclosed yet. Now, in Pennsylvania, which is a pivotal state for both campaigns, Republican factions have invested about $222.5 million in presidential race advertisements. $222 million in Pennsylvania alone. And it looks like, at least to some of the trend lines, Trump is ahead in most of the swing states, save one or two, seems to be pulling ahead in Pennsylvania. And it just seems to me that, you know what? Trump, listen, I haven't checked the mail yet. I haven't been home yet, so I don't know. Well, I do know because I get the stupid, postal service that, your daily digest of what your mail is. So if it's all junk mail, and I know all you postal workers get upset when I use the term junk mail. When I get all the bulk mail, I don't go to the post. I don't go out to the mailbox until it's either stuffed full or there's something like my ballot there, and I go get my ballot. So despite this large amount of cash that Harris has, they've just been unable to move the poll numbers substantially or even meaningfully. And in recent days, Trump's been improving in a lot of the polls. Now, the betting, have you heard of these betting markets? Surely you have. People actually place real bets on the race. They've got betting markets for Senate races, gubernatorial races, but the one that's most watched, actually there are three of them, Betfair, Polymarket, and Boyan. Now all of them put Trump ahead of Harris, with a betting average giving Trump a 52% chance of winning, what is it now? Not even 4 weeks away. Anyway, let's see. Trump's ahead of Harris. Where are my numbers? 52% chance of winning compared to Harris's 46.4%. Pretty dang good. Like, I'd say that's really good. Now, swing state polling suggests that Trump, I showed this to my wife yesterday. She didn't believe me. Here it is. Look. Swing state polling, you go to the Real Clear Politics average, Trump could win at least 280 Electoral College votes, more than enough to meet the 270 required to win the presidency. I think the trend lines are there. And I think what the Harris campaign is suffering from, the same thing that she suffered from when she ran for president the last time, and that was she's an airhead. She's an empty suit. There truly is nothing there. I do confess I did watch the 60 Minutes interview. Holy crap, Ola, what was that? What was that? And now have you seen where they've taken out? Look, and there's precedent for this, too. I'd have to go back and research it. But numerous transcripts of different interviews done by 60 Minutes and other news stations around the country have released the transcripts of the actual interview of different interviews that they've done, because you almost always, 60 minutes is what? 60 minutes. Well, actually, it's about 40 minutes, but with all the commercials. But you, in 40 minutes, you probably interviewed Kamala Harris for, what, 90 minutes? An hour and a half, give or take? Well, release the transcript, because I'd like to see what some of the word salad was that she used when they asked her some really tough questions. Like, you say you own a gun. What kind of gun is it? And she cackles and laughs about, I own a Glock. And, oh, ha, 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 yeah, and I've shot it, too. Okay, what about your changing of positions? What about Trinidad Aragua, the Venezuelan gang that's infecting cities all over the country? What about you letting all of them in? Bill Whitaker actually pressed her a little bit on the flood of illegal aliens coming into the country. And she talks about, needing a path, a serious path for citizenship. Amnesty. She's basically arguing for amnesty. Well, okay, if you really want amnesty, then tell us that's what you really want. I'd like to see the transcript of what she actually said, because I frankly don't believe that 60 Minutes told us the truth about everything. And why do I think that? Well, I forget where she's in. Somebody should make this a TV ad. I don't know where she was, Listen to this. Listen to the soundbite.
Remember his number is 32. Today we got 32 days until the election. So 32 days. 32 days. Okay, we got some business to do. We got some business to do. All right. 32 days. And we know we will do it. And this is going to be a very tight race until the very end. This is going to be a very tight race until the very end. We are the underdog, and we know we have some hard work ahead.
You know what she was doing? She kept repeating the number 32 because that's where the teleprompter broke. And she had no idea what to say after that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and send a text message. Number 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity. Using multi-factor authentication can be a line of defense to help protect your personal information, but LifeLock offers comprehensive protection against identity theft. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code. Terms apply.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery is proud to host No Beginning, No End, a collected show of posthumous works by William Wareham, 1941 to 2023. Join us at Shasta College through October 18th with a guest lecture by Philip E. Lynn-Harris, Chief Curator of Art Emeritus, Oakland Museum of California on Thursday, October 17th, 5 to 6 p.m. in Room 400. There will be a reception following the lecture from 6 to 7 p.m. in Building 300.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Do me a favor, go over and follow me on, if you've been following me on Twitter, you would know that I've been having fun on Twitter while I was on vacation, too. It's at Michael Brown USA. Excuse me. And I got this frog in my throat. You're just going to have to deal with it. At Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. And be sure and subscribe to the podcast. The podcast name is, on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe. And then you'll get all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, and boom, you get all you need. So one thing that I did come across in doing show prep on the plane is that former President Barack Obama has come out of the woodwork. So you know that things aren't going well. When Hillary Clinton, when Bubba, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, I'm just waiting for Michelle Maybelle to come out. When they all come out and start campaigning for Harris, you know she's probably in deep doo-doo. Because none of them really like Kamala Harris. Because it goes back to that 2020 race. She couldn't get one vote. Now, I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I do believe that what we're beginning to see is the tail end of a campaign where the trend lines start to diverge and the betting markets are starting to show, the betting markets, I guess it was maybe Thursday or Friday. I don't even know what was going on in the news. But something happened on Thursday or Friday that caused the betting markets to just suddenly diverge completely. Trump just soared up to some 54 points, and Harris drops down to some 46 points. And those are people who are putting actual money on the line. So they've got skin in the game. Well, Obama comes back out. And he's urging black men to support Kamala Harris, suggesting that black people's allegiance should be based on the color of her skin and the chance to, quote, make history. Why? Because of her genitalia? Or because of her IQ? Because I really wonder. Well, C.J. Pearson, who's a young black man from, I forget where C.J.'s from. I think he's from Georgia. I got to know C.J., seems like 3 or 4 years ago. He was just kind of getting started. He wanted to get involved in politics and ask for some advice and stuff. And so C.J., who's now 22 years old, comes out and talks about Obama's statement.
Yo, so I'm C.J. Pearson, one of the young black men that President Obama yesterday tried to lecture into supporting Kamala Harris just because she, quote, looks like me. Now, guys, I don't know about y'all, but I think that my ancestors fought far too hard for my right to vote in this country for me to support someone just because they look like me, especially when that person who looks like me doesn't give a damn about me.
He makes a great point. But this is Democrats' identity politics. Go vote for somebody, and that's basically what Obama was telling black men. Hey, get off your butts and go vote for Kamala Harris because she's a black female. Okay. C.J. Pearson is saying, wait a minute. We fought for our freedom. This country fought for our freedom, fought to get rid of slavery, and fought so that I could make my own choices. So why should I vote for someone just based solely on their skin color? Well, CJ, because that's how Democrats want you to vote.
Kamala Harris, for her entire political career, hasn't done a single thing for black people, black men, or anyone, actually, for that matter. She failed to secure the border. She hasn't created a single job. She is actually probably uniquely terrible at her job. Barack Obama, another person who didn't do a damn thing for black people when he was president, believes black men should set aside our disagreements, set aside our grievances, and just take one for the team. Barack, we've been taking one for the team when it comes to supporting the Democrat Party for decades. And what do we have to show for it? Our inner cities are destroyed. Violent crime is up. We are living in poverty in far many, too many communities across this country. That is the reality of progressive policies in this country and all across America. So no, Barack, I'm not going to support Kamala Harris because you said that that is my duty as a young black man. No, I'm going to support Donald Trump, the president who actually delivered for black people, brought about the lowest black unemployment rate in our nation's history, the president who actually gave a damn about our community. That's not rocket science, Barack. It's common sense.
Yeah, it is. It's common sense. But what has? Have you ever thought about what has Kamala Harris done for black people? When she was the attorney general, she decided to go after truancy. Yes, here is a black mother's story about Kamala Harris going after truant children.
I intend to fight for Black Lives Matter. I intend to fight.
If Black Lives Matter to her, why didn't I matter?
Because of truancy, California public schools lose $1.4 billion a year in funding.
I want money.
I don't agree what my Kamala Harris did to my mom.
So I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
And I spent a majority of my time here at the hospital.
When Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General, she had me arrested and prosecuted because my handicapped daughter was sick in the hospital and had missed some days of school.
I have sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell anemia is a hereditary disease and it is very, very painful.
In 2012, like all California parents, I received a threatening letter from Kamala Harris saying, we'll go to jail for a year if our kids even miss 10% of school days. Little did I know, there was a warrant out for my arrest. All of a sudden, the police is outside my house, and they started banging on the door. They told me I was under arrest for my child missing school. I was shocked. I said, but my baby is sick. The school knows that. And they said, go talk to Kamala Harris. Place your hands behind your back.
My mom did nothing wrong. We did everything we were supposed to. I was always bringing doctor's notes, always calling the school to let them know that I was in the hospital.
But my hell was just beginning. They gave me two charges. I spent the next 2 years in court fighting these charges. Kamala assigned her nastiest prosecutors to my case.
My homicide prosecutors. My gang prosecutors. And they went over there and I said, can you go over there and look really mean?
All the time I had to spend going to court, I was struggling to care for my children.
We are going to make sure that you face the full force and consequences of the law.
I lost my job and couldn't pay rent, and we got evicted. I became homeless. We had to move into a motel.
Can you imagine that? The mother's little girl has sickle cell, and she's in the hospital.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I love all the sparkle.
It's your fault. You introduced me to jewelry television. I can't stop watching.
Right. The prices are amazing.
I know. There are so many different styles and the color gemstone jewelry. Are you kidding me? Gorgeous.
And did you notice JTV also has gifts for men?
I got Jake an Invicta watch that he loves.
New JTV customers receive $40 off their next purchase when they shop jtv.com/radio.
Who are you texting?
I'm not. I'm shopping jtv.com.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting and rolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our 5th anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular garden power soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Lauch Landscape Supply October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Dirt, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at lauchlandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Hey, if I can fly halfway around, excuse me, not halfway, I guess maybe a quarter of the way around the world, to get back here and do this program, then you can tune in and listen, all right? If you're looking for an affiliate around the country, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You can pull down the tab on how to listen, and you can find all the affiliates all over the country with an interactive map, and then you can find a list under that that shows you when they air the program and when they re-air the program, too, because lots of affiliates do that. So don't forget to do that, too. Excuse me. I'm going to suffer through these allergies in this throat throughout the entire program, so just deal with it. So we're going back over this story about Kamala Harris having this woman arrested in California when she was the attorney general because she was going to clamp down on truancy. Now, quite honestly, I don't have a problem with clamping down on truancy. Too many kids skip school. Not that I ever did that, but too many kids skip school for too much time. And kids ought to be in school, you know, instead of running around the streets. But here was, this shows you that when, you know, she talks about her values have never changed. This shows you that when she was the attorney general, she didn't supervise her cases, or she didn't supervise the lawyers that prosecuted the cases. She just put a broad strategy out there. Let's go after truants. All right? Well, part of being a good prosecutor is not just trying to get convictions, but to seek justice. That's what a district attorney or an attorney general is supposed to do, seek justice. So if you have a single mother whose, you know, child has been missing a lot of school, you investigate before you prosecute. Why is this kid missing school? What's the school done about it? Does the school know about it? Does the mother know about it? Rather than just going out and issuing an arrest warrant, which is what they did in this case. She said that she got a letter. Well, let's just back it up. She says that she gets this letter from Kamala Harris saying that they were going to clamp down on truancy. At the same time that she gets the letter, she doesn't realize there's already an arrest warrant for her.
I intend to fight for Black Lives Matter. I intend to fight.
If Black Lives Matter to her, why didn't I matter?
Because of truancy, California public schools lose $1.4 billion a year in funding.
I want money.
I don't agree what my Kamala Harris did to my mom.
So I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
And I spent a majority of my time here at the hospital.
When Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General, she had me arrested and prosecuted because my handicapped daughter was sick in the hospital and had missed some days of school.
I have sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell anemia is a hereditary disease and it is very, very painful.
In 2012, like all California parents, I received a threatening letter from Kamala Harris saying, we'll go to jail for a year if our kids even miss 10% of school days. Little did I know, there was a warrant out for my arrest. All of a sudden, the police is outside my house, and they started banging on the door. They told me I was under arrest for my child missing school. I was shocked. I said, but my baby is sick. The school knows that. And they said, go talk to Kamala Harris. Place your hands behind your back.
My mom did nothing wrong. We did everything we were supposed to. I was always bringing doctor's notes, always calling the school to let them know that I was in the hospital.
But my hell was just beginning. They gave me two charges. I spent the next 2 years in court fighting these charges. Kamala assigned her nastiest prosecutors to my case.
My homicide prosecutors. My gang prosecutors. And they went over there and I said, when you go over there, look really mean.
All the time, I had to spend going to court. I was struggling to care for my children.
We are going to make sure that you face the full force and consequences of the law.
I lost my job and couldn't pay rent, and we got evicted. I became homeless. We had to move into a motel.
and I ended up being in the hospital a lot during her trial. And in that hospital stay was when I had my stroke.
I had a stroke about 4 or 5 days ago. And right now I'm doing pretty good. My hand is doing okay, I guess.
Let's be clear. My values have not changed. Look, I am not a political person, but I want people to know what Kamala Harris has did to me. If she do it to me, she will abuse anyone if you give her the power.
The truancy program, I got a lot of criticism too. Did you actually lock anybody up?
No, we never locked anybody up. We did prosecute some cases.
Wait a minute. She just told that host of a radio program that they never locked anybody up. But this woman got locked up. Then she goes on, she's at some Commonwealth Club in California.
If she do it to me, she will abuse anyone if you give her the power.
The truancy program, I got a lot of criticism too. Did you actually lock anybody up?
No, we never locked anybody up. We did prosecute some cases.
Yeah. And you didn't supervise them. You didn't find out what was really going on. Now, if she would do that as the Attorney General, imagine what she would do as the President with an entire Department of Justice. Nobody will be safe.
But far few, only about 20. My message to all Americans, especially Black Americans, do not trust Kamala Harris.
If you want to see that full interview, ArrestedByKamala.com. ArrestedByKamala.com. I don't normally give those out, but this story to me says so much about Kamala Harris. You know, when people get, even you've seen this, whether it be, you know, somebody at your work, somebody that you know that's, you know, a newly minted, you know, security guard, and it could be anybody. You give them a teeny little bit of power, and they go back crap crazy with it. And that's exactly what Kamala Harris did as the Attorney General. And her failure to supervise the cases, and her failure to set the standard for her prosecutors about what cases you should go after and how you should look into every case before you, you know, you start throwing people in jail, maybe you ought to find out all the facts about it. It's called an investigation. And it's what we expect law enforcement to do before you issue an arrest warrant, is actually go out and investigate the case, see if a crime's been committed, if there's probable cause, and if there is, then you can go and arrest somebody. Then you can take them before, you know it, in front of a judge for a preliminary hearing, let the judge determine whether or not there's probable cause to hold them over for trial, hold them over for trial if there is, and if not, have it dismissed. This woman, if she really does get a hold of the Department of Justice, I think there'll be a whole lot of people in this country who'll be in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. But not for doing anything wrong. It will simply be a continuation of the lawfare that's already begun under Joe Biden, and she sat there for the past 4 years now watching lawfare against Donald Trump, watching lawfare against, oh, I don't know, parents that go to school board meetings, or people that protest in front of abortion clinics. And she'll go after people that she doesn't like. Just like Hillary Clinton, you're going to hear later, Hillary Clinton was talking last week about how we need to limit free speech because the platform's out of control. There's too much misinformation out there. Really? This is who these people are. They want to control every aspect of your life, unless, of course, you're a woman wanting an abortion, then everything's, you know, it's just free reign. She's absolutely losing it.
So when we think about what's at stake in this election, whoa, it's packed with some stuff. It's packed with some fundamental stuff.
I say rather articulately, or whatever, however she was trying to pronounce it. Really?
So when we think about what's at stake in this election, Whoa, it's packed with some stuff. It's packed with some fundamental stuff. I say rather articulately.
I could have sworn maybe her staff had told her to stop the cackle, but apparently not. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named Best Overall Diabetes Supply Company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands and will work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-905-5954. 888-905-5954. That's 888-905-5954.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now. You're not doing anything else. So as I truly believe, Kamala Harris will weaponize the Department of Justice even more so than what Joe Biden has. And she'll weaponize it against social media platforms that fail to censor hate or misinformation to her liking. She said that back in 2019, and it's now going viral. You'll hear it in just a minute. In a speech to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP in Detroit, while she was running back in 2020, then-Senator Harris said she would, quote, put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. Oh, I'm so sick of that phrase. And if you profit off hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community. What the hell does that mean? So, look, other than Twitter, I really don't give a rat's ass about most of them, but they're a community, and so if you go after one, you're going to go after them all. Quote, we are going to hold you accountable as a community. So if one car company does something bad, you're going to go after all car companies? Or if one radio station makes a mistake, you're going to go after all radio stations? You know, if she weaponizes the Department of Justice in that way, I think that would lead, and you know I got a big bugaboo about this, it would lead to a significant abridgment of our First Amendment rights. With hate, so-called air quote hate, being subjective, and the authority's definition of whatever misinformation is, who's going to decide that? But I think we ought to stop asking the question, who's going to decide that? And instead, start with the premise that misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, whatever prefix you want to put in the word in front of the word information, because it's all information, or hate speech. Really? You know, as I was leaving the airport in Hawaii, I thought I'd seen this at Denver International. But TSA now has signs up that say something about the following four or five things are prohibited. One of them is verbal abuse. And I thought, whoa, hang on a minute. Now, there may be consequences if I want to verbally abuse someone working for TSA. I may end up getting a rectal examination before I can pass through security, or I'll be held up long enough until my flight's already gone. But if I want to verbal abuse someone, you know, that's protected by the First Amendment. Now, I may get punched out, but it's like you can give a cop the finger. You can yell and scream at a cop. How many riot cops have you seen lined up in full riot gear with protesters right in their face, right up next to the shields, just screaming, spitting all over them? Well, it's protected speech. Yeah. So what's with this idea that we're going to eviscerate the First Amendment because we don't like what's being said? And since when do I lose my First Amendment right? And by the way, what's verbal abuse? You know, if I tell somebody at TSA that I think they're doing a crappy job. I'd like to use a different word. I think you're doing a crappy job. Is that verbally abusing them? Well, I have a right to tell them that. Now, that may mean that my bag gets pulled aside, it gets swabbed, they take their time, they got to do all this. There'll be consequences. But to tell me that I can't do that, or for her to tell us that this is what she's going to do if she gets elected, holy crap. What's wrong with us?
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Go back to this one part. Right here. Listen to this.
To help fight against this threat to our democracy.
It's a threat to our democracy? If, you know, Democrats are so good at projection. They're so dang good about talking about this threat to democracy when what she's doing right there is indeed a threat to so-called democracy. It's a threat to the very basis of freedom in this country, freedom of speech. Again, you know, I can go shout fire in a crowded theater. I can even falsely shout fire in a crowded theater. There might be consequences for doing the latter. But if there's a fire in a theater, of course I can shout fire. But they want you to believe, as they use the old trope, that you can't shout fire in a crowded theater, that they want to weaponize the Department of Justice against. Now look, again, I don't care what you think about the big tech platforms. But if I want to post something to X or on Facebook or Instagram or anywhere else and you don't like what I say, well, sucks to be you. But you know what you can do? You can counter that with your own speech. You can tell me how my argument sucks. You can give me all sorts of reasons why my argument falls flat on its face. But I have the right to make my argument just as you have the right to make yours. And doing so is not a threat to democracy. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity. Using multi-factor authentication can be a line of defense to help protect your personal information. But LifeLock offers comprehensive protection against identity theft. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Carlin in Dubai. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we
do about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Acue in Washington. Florida residents still repairing the damage caused by Hurricane Milton and cleaning up all the debris. And Palm Harbor resident Ashley Cabrera says she rode out the storm but still needed to be rescued in a high water truck.
I'm evacuating with my son, who's 18, who's home from college, because they had to evacuate from USF. And then he has a friend from college with him that needed to evacuate. And then my son, who is 11. And then we had to bring our three dogs with us.
And meteorologist Nick Carr with the National Weather Service says one of the unexpected side effects of Milton was some powerful tornadoes that spun off.
Hurricane season in the Atlantic does go to November 30th. And especially in Florida in particular, we can get hit by these late season, late October, early November storms. So can't really let our guards down completely, but no imminent threats.
Will Israel strike back at Iran for its recent attack? If it does, this advice from retired Admiral James Tabrides, don't bother attacking its nuclear program.
If I were advising the Israelis, I would be saying to them, hold that one off to the side until the Iranians are actually closer to producing a deliverable nuclear weapon.
At least a year away, he says. Norman Hall reports former President Trump traveled to Colorado yesterday to stress his concern for the victims of illegal alien gangs.
Donald Trump detoured from key battleground states Friday to visit a Denver suburb that's been in the news over illegal immigration. He said he plans to launch a deportation effort he would call Operation Aurora.
We will send elite squads of ICE, Border Patrol, and federal law enforcement officers to hunt down, arrest, and deport every last illegal alien gang member until there is not a single one left.
Trump called for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer. I'm Norman Hall.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Excerpts of the prison diary of Alexei Navalny have been published by The New Yorker. The BBC's James Reed has more from the last writings of the late Russian dissident.
The prison diaries of Alexei Navalny reveal a man resigned to his fate, but determined to stay true to his convictions. There's anguish in his certainty that he will die in jail. There will be no one to say goodbye to, he writes. I will never see my grandchildren. But there's also dark humour in his description of the rigours of prison life. And Navalny makes clear that he didn't regret his decision to return to Russia to continue his challenge to Vladimir Putin. The only thing we should fear, he writes, is that we will surrender our homeland to a gang of thieves and liars. The darkness in Russia will eventually yield.
Navalny died last February 16th in a remote penal colony above the Arctic Circle. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Southeast Asian leaders he is worried about China's dangerous actions in a disputed sea. Here's Charles de la Desma.
During the annual ASEAN meeting,
and he pledges the US will continue to uphold freedom of navigation in the region. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting with Blinken follows a series of violent confrontations at sea between China and ASEAN members, the Philippines and Vietnam, which have fueled concerns that China's increasingly assertive actions in the waterways could spiral into a full-scale conflict. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Wholesale prices in the U.S. were unchanged last month, another sign that inflation seems to be returning to something at least close to normal after years of pressuring American households in the wake of COVID-19 and the Biden administration's choice to spend trillions on some questionable relief efforts. This is Town.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farm house furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. A couple of rules of engagement. If you want to send me a text message, that's really easy to do on your message app. The number is 33103. 33103. Just start your message out with the word Mike or Michael. Either one doesn't make any difference. And tell me anything or ask me anything. And remember, you can send me a text message anytime. I read text messages all the time. I even sneaked in a few times on vacation and read a few text messages. And then be sure and go over on X, formerly Twitter, and give me a follow there. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So Donald Trump was in Aurora, Colorado yesterday on Friday. And during that appearance, he announced that he was going to, or he announced Operation Aurora, in which he wants to use the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to go after Trinidad Aragua, the Venezuelan gang that makes MS-13 look like a bunch of Girl Scouts. Well, irrespective of whether or not the use of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 is the appropriate vehicle or not, I mean, there are already ways to deal with these gang members that are in Colorado and in your state, because they're everywhere. You know, the mayor of Aurora, Colorado, a Republican, by the way, by the name of Mike Kaufman, likes to talk about how it's not that widespread in Aurora. Well, tell that to the people in the apartment buildings that the gangs took over. They kicked out the landlords and started extorting the residents. And then we have a law firm that did its own investigation to find out that, oh, yeah, indeed, this was really happening. Well, in Aurora, Colorado, it may be limited to a certain area of Aurora, Colorado, but that doesn't mean it's not other places. It doesn't mean that, that the gang doesn't travel back and forth between Denver and Aurora, which abut each other, or Chicago, or Los Angeles, or New York. They're all over the country. And just as I keep saying, these illegal aliens, particularly these gang members, whether it's MS-13 or Trinidad or Aragua, it doesn't make any difference to me. These gangs are spreading like a metastatic cancer. They're growing and growing and growing, and this country is allowing it to happen. So Operation Aurora, whatever the legal basis for it is immaterial to me. Operation Aurora ought to be an effort to rid this country of, in particular, TDA, Trinidad, Aragua, the Venezuelan gangs. But while we're at it, why don't we rid the country of MS-13 too? Or any of the Chinese national gangs? Or any of the other gangs that roam around in this country? Why not get rid of them? So how bad is it? Well, over at City Journal, they did a study. They did some reporting, I should say. Christopher Rufo, which you've probably seen on Twitter, and Christina Buttons did a story. This is almost exactly a month old now. The story goes like this. Aurora, Colorado is normally a quiet, nondescript suburb, 30 minutes outside Denver. Well, it's actually just right next to each other. Beginning last year, a large influx of Venezuelan migrants, some of them members of the notorious Trinidad Aragua street gang, reportedly had, quote, taken over a series of apartment buildings in Aurora and then unleashed terror. Last month, so that would have been in August, Venezuelan migrants were allegedly implicated in an attempted homicide and arrested purported gang members, and shocking security footage, which I know everybody in the country's seen, that showed heavily armed men forcibly entering one of the apartments. In response to the chaos, police mobilized en masse and vacated one of the complexes at the city, alleging code violations, deemed that that building was uninhabitable. So they asked the obvious question. And this is where I think we need to go back and revisit this story. How did members of Venezuelan gangs suddenly find themselves in suburban Colorado? Well, you might ask exactly the same thing about suburban Chicago, or the south side of Chicago, or anywhere in Los Angeles, or anywhere in New York City, or for that matter, almost anywhere in this country. Because how it happened here is precisely the way it happens everywhere. So the two people in City Journal write this with respect to how did they end up in Aurora, Colorado. They conducted an exclusive investigation. And the conclusion was this. The Biden administration, in partnership with Denver authorities and publicly subsidized non-government organizations, provided the funding and the logistics to place a large number of Venezuelan illegal aliens, they say they use the term migrant, in Aurora, creating a magnet for crime and gangs. And let's not gloss over that sentence. In partnership with Denver authorities, so the state of Colorado gives the city and county of Denver money. City and county of Denver gives that money to these NGOs. And those NGOs provided the funding and the logistics to put those Venezuelan illegal aliens and the gang members in Aurora. And then the sentence ends with this. Creating a magnet for crime and gangs. And worse, the paragraph says, some of the nonprofits involved appear to be profiting handsomely from the situation. Well, of course they are. Because that's what these nonprofits do. And that's the money laundering that I've tried to explain to you a bazillion times. But hear it again, because I want you to be able to explain it to your friends. So the federal government, in many cases FEMA, or the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or Health and Human Services, or the Department of Homeland Security, they all give monies to the states. And the states take those monies, and what do? They give it out to municipalities, sometimes county governments. And those municipal governments then hand it out to their preferred NGOs, who just happen to be staffed, the executive directors and the staff, most of all, if not all of the employees are of a preferred race, probably of a preferred sexual preference, are probably of a preferred political party. They pay themselves handsomely first, and any money left over, they then use that money to bring these people into the country. The story they write begins in 2021. This is 2024, by the way. So 3 years ago, when they signed the American Rescue Plan into law, allocating $3.8 billion in federal money, so all of you listening all over the country help pay for it right here in Colorado. And you did the same in your state, too. The city of Denver, they write, which had declared itself a welcoming city to migrants, drew on this reservoir of money to launch its Emergency Migrant Response Resettlement Program with the goal of housing and providing services to a massive flow of migrants. And in turn, what did they do with that money? I'll explain that next. On your podcast app, be sure to subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you hit that on your podcast app, you hit the subscribe button, that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program, plus the weekend program, so you get all the Michael Brown you need. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I love all the sparkle.
It's your fault. You introduced me to jewelry television. I can't stop watching.
Right. The prices are amazing.
I know. There are so many different styles and the color gemstone jewelry. Are you kidding me?
Gorgeous.
And did you notice JTV also has gifts for men?
I got Jake an Invicta watch that he loves.
New JTV customers receive $40 off their next purchase when they shop jtv.com/radio.
Who are you texting? I'm not. I'm shopping jtv.com.
Violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to the weekend, Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, if you like what you hear on the weekend, you can also listen during the weekday, too. I'm live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. Just search for this station, 630-KHOW, 630-KHOW, AM in Denver. And you can listen to me Monday through Friday. Doesn't have to be just Saturday. So we're talking about Trinidad Aragua and this story that Christopher Ruffo did from last month. And I want to talk about it now because when we finish this story, we're going back to Trump's rally that he held in Aurora yesterday. So Denver gets, well, Colorado gets $3.8 billion from the American Rescue Plan. So part of the COVID money goes to Denver, which they then use to launch its Emergency Migrant Response Resettlement Program. Isn't that great? So we don't have money for homeless vets. We don't have money for just homeless U.S. citizens. But we get all the money in the world for illegal aliens coming into this country. But the money laundering scheme that gets that money, that supports the Democrat Party, is something I truly want you to just have burned into your brain about how it works. So Denver signs two multi-million dollar contracts with a couple of NGOs, these non-government organizations. Vivi Wellness and Papagayo. Those two NGOs are to provide housing and services to more than 8,000 predominantly Venezuelan illegal aliens. Now, the NGOs are run by a couple of Democrats who have no previous experience in running large-scale illegal alien resettlement programs, but that doesn't make any difference. The city still floods them with cash. According to public records, between 2023 and 2024, both of those NGOs received about $4.8 million and $774,000 respectively, much of that funding coming from the Migrant Support Grant, which was funded by the American Rescue Plan. Isn't that great? We're going to rescue America by funding a bunch of resettlement programs. Then, this year, one of those NGOs got an extra $10.4 million across three different contracts. Papagayo, they got $2.9 million from a single contract. Two of the five contracts I just mentioned were awarded to implement the Denver Asylum Seekers Program, 6 months of rental assistance to nearly 1,000 Venezuelans. So what they do? They pay themselves their salaries, and then they go to work. Start trying to find landlords. Hey, we got all this money. Now think about this. You own an apartment complex, or you own a hotel. You own an old hotel. Maybe your franchise has run out. You can't call it a Holiday Inn anymore. You can't even call it a Motel 6 anymore. So you got this building, and it's sitting vacant and starting to deteriorate. And along comes somebody with a bag of money and says, we'd like to rent your rooms. Now, we know you were charging, you know, normal people, like, oh, I don't know, $90, $120 a night. We'll give you $300 or $400 a night. Deal. Cut that deal immediately. Or you own an apartment complex. Starting to get run down. So you work out an agreement with the management company. CBZ Management, operates three of the apartment buildings at the center of this controversy. It was a booming business, they write. According to an employee that they talked to, one of the NGOs arranged hundreds of contracts with the property manager. The NGO then provided up to 2 months of rental assistance because they were able to open a bank account. Within 6 months, according to this employee, approximately 80% of the residents of those buildings were Venezuelan illegal aliens. The employee also noted that the building started to see gang activity and violence, and that all of the rental agreements were made on false premises, on false pretenses. To convince the hesitant employee to accept the illegal aliens, they made assurances that all the tenants had stable jobs, they all had income, nothing to worry about. That was the beginning. And that's being replicated across every major city in this country. That's how your tax dollars are laundered through these NGOs that are predominantly Democrat organizations, so that they can fund, with your tax money, they can fund all these illegal aliens coming into the country. So what happens when they get here? Last month, armed men broke into those Aurora apartments, at least into one Aurora apartment, threatened a tenant, fatally shot a 25-year-old outside the apartment. The attackers, three illegal aliens, were previously detained by the Border Patrol, but released into the United States under what? The policies, the parole programs. Now, I don't mean parole in a legal sense. The parole programs for these illegal aliens. All the while, Vice President Harris was overseeing the border. In another case last June, a 12-year-old by the name of Jocelyn Nungary was kidnapped, assaulted, murdered in Houston by two TDA members. Oh, so Mayor Kaufman, mayor of Aurora, it may be small in one little area of your town, but it's in Denver, it's in Adams County, Arapahoe County, it's all over Colorado, it's in Harris County, Texas, it's in Los Angeles County, it's in the city of New York. It's everywhere. This week, this past week, cops arrested more than a dozen TDA members who had taken control of an apartment complex in San Antonio. They were harassing residents. According to new ICE data, 13,099 illegal alien convicted murderers remain at large under the watch of Kamala Harris, the so-called border czar. Whether you want to call her border czar or not, I don't care. The border's part of her portfolio. That's how these Venezuelan gangs get here. Now, they make their own money, too. They make their own money by selling drugs, extorting people, murder, rape, gangland violence, you name it. At some point, and I think that will happen on November 5th, Americans will say, we've had enough. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding.
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, you can always send me a text message. The number on your message app is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, either one. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And don't forget to follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now, at Michael Brown USA. Give me a follow. You can see what I've been doing all week. So an executive at an American subsidiary of a Chinese EV firm, electric vehicle firm, has made significant donations to the election campaign for Joe Biden and then started making them for Kamala Harris. But there's a little twist to it. The executive made the donations after her company received financial backing from the U.S. government. An American subsidiary of a Chinese electric vehicle firm. I'm so tired of corporate welfare. I don't care whether it's Elon Musk and Tesla. I don't care whether it's, you know, solar panels. I don't care whether it's wind farms. And I don't care what it is. Let's stop the corporate welfare. What do you say? What do you say we just do that? Might be able to balance the federal budget if we just stop doing that. Keli, that's the person's name, K-E-L-I, or maybe it's Keely, president of BYD Americas, contributed $33,400 to what was originally the Biden Victory Fund, which was now renamed the Harris Victory Fund. Additionally, she made two $3,300 donations to the Biden campaign, now the Harris campaign. BYD Americas is one of the primary beneficiaries of the Inflation Reduction Act's electric vehicle tax credit. Despite the Biden-Harris government's insistence that the subsidy is meant to boost American EV production. Oh, so it's an American subsidiary of a Chinese company. So it's a Chinese company that said, hey, let's just move some, you know, let's get a P.O. box somewhere in the United States, and we can claim that, we'll ship the cars, we'll manufacture the cars in China, we'll put them on a boat, and we'll send them over to the, you know, to the ports, and then once they get to the ports, we'll add the tires. And so we can claim that they're manufactured in the United States. In addition, speaking of the ports, California Governor Gavin Newsom awarded BYD a nearly $1 billion no-bid contract for masks during the pandemic. Despite the company's lack of any background whatsoever in manufacturing protective equipment at that time. As shown by California records, Lee contributed $50,000 to Newsom's gubernatorial campaigns in 2018 and 2022. Pay to play? Seems to me like that's what it is. A subsidiary of the Chinese-based and owned multinational BYD company, BYD Americas, guess what? Doesn't actually sell passenger cars in the United States. No. Instead, its primary Western markets include Latin America and Europe. The American subsidiary aims to open a new manufacturing plant in, what do you think, California, Nevada, Arizona? No, Mexico, you dummies. Mexico, of course. By 2026, it will produce more than 150,000 EVs a year. So despite being subsidized by U.S. taxpayers, these cars will mostly be built in Mexico, sold in Latin American markets, and not in the United States. But hey, it's your money. I don't care. Do you? Do you really care? I think when these stories don't get the light of day, do you think NBC News is going to cover this? Do you think that MSNBC is going to cover it? CNN? No. Oh, by the way, this same company, BYD company, is also involved with China's Belt and Road Initiative and also gets subsidies from the Chinese government. Can you say money laundering from both American taxpayers and Chinese taxpayers? Now, Congress finally stepped in because they had some concerns about espionage, and that led Congress to investigate BYD and other Chinese vehicle manufacturers earlier this year. And that's pretty much where the story ends, as it always does. Oh, we held a hearing. We conducted an investigation. We found out that, there might be some espionage going on. And nobody ever does a dang thing about it. I don't know why I laugh. I guess I laugh because if I don't, I'm going to scream. Anyway, I thought you might want to know that. Vice President Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, is going to join the human rights campaign Out for Harris Walz. It's an LGBTQ thing. And a bunch of Pennsylvania Democrats for a 10-day initiative in all the critical battleground states to boost turnout among LGBTQ voters. How much narrower can we get identity politics? Race, sexual preferences, maybe IQs? Maybe I'll start doing IQs too. So Walz's wife, Gwen, are going to participate in a series of events beginning this coming Thursday evening with a rally in Philadelphia. They've organized more than 160 events across several key swing states, including canvassing and digital outreach. Now, why? Why all of a sudden? Well, this move comes because the Harris campaign appears to be stalling out with less than 30 days to the election. Polling data shows that the 2024 presidential race does remain somewhat of a toss-up between Trump and Harris. But Harris is beginning to really struggle among several key election demographics, particularly working-class Americans and young voters. Now, young voters are starting to turn to Trump. Working-class voters are swinging hugely to Donald Trump. According to a report by the Human Rights Campaign, in the 2020 election, so-called equality voters, supporters of pro-LGBTQ plus policies, constituted 37% of the electorate, and they heavily favored Joe Biden. This year, their participation could be decisive in swing states like Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Now, Walz has been pushing LGBTQ gender ideology for over 25 years, first as a Minnesota high school teacher back in 1999, Kamala Harris's running mate served as the faculty advisor to a gay-straight alliance group, described as a safe space for students to discuss their sexual orientation, which is fine with me, but let's just be honest about what's going on here. They're using identity politics, and they're going to send kind of effeminate Tim Walz out to go after them. The events that conclude Thursday with a virtual Out for Harris Walz national organizing call featuring Walz, the Human Rights Campaign, President Kelly Robinson, a bunch of guests, and Congressman Robert Garcia and Delaware State Senator Sarah McBride. McBride, who's a Democrat, the candidate for the U.S. House in Delaware, will likely become the first transgender person to serve in Congress. So aren't we excited about that? The first transgender to serve in Congress? I don't know. Normal progress, like having the first transgender in Congress, entails terms, words, being deleted from the Newspeak dictionary with the ultimate objective of reducing us to subservient grunts. But sometimes there's a new word added. You know what the new word is that they now use? Can't play it on air. because the person doing it drops a bunch of F-bombs. Thady. T-H-E-Y-D-Y. Thady. Thady. But nothing to see here. Nothing to see here whatsoever. I shouldn't laugh about this. Because everybody agrees that what? Joseph Mengele was a villain, right? The Nazi doctor, Joseph Mengele? But his crimes might be dwarfed by the scale of evil currently taking place in this country by do no harm. The whole concept of do no harm has been turned on its head. That's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Do no harm. How's that working out? That's next.
During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity. Using multi-factor authentication can be a line of defense to help protect your personal information, but LifeLock offers comprehensive protection against identity theft. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code. Terms apply.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, be sure and subscribe to the podcast. I really would appreciate that. On your podcast app, you just search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, just hit the subscribe button, and then that will download all 5 days of the weekday program, plus the weekend program. So you get 6 days of me. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Don't run screaming. Do it. So back to Joseph Mengele. This whole concept of doing no harm, I mean, first, it's actually a good organization, do no harm. But what they have revealed, I just find personally disturbing. From January 2019 to December of last year, almost 14,000 minor patients, kids under the age of 18 received gender transition treatments. So 13,994, like I said, almost 14,000. Of those 14,000, 5,700 were undergoing sex change surgeries, and 8,500 were getting hormones and puberty blockers, according to the Do No Harm database. A majority of the body modification procedures were conducted on minors around the age of 15. Now, it's been a long time since I was 15 years old. But while I was on vacation, obviously, all along the beaches, saw teenagers everywhere. And this is one of the stories that popped up while I was doing show prep on vacation. And I watched, not trying to be creeper here, but I watched those teenagers playing and having fun and, you know, goofing around, many with their parents. And I thought, why? Why would they do this? They haven't yet themselves figured out who they are or what they are. And you're going to put them on hormones and puberty blockers? I don't think any child can meaningfully consent to being deformed for what's purely social engineering purposes. Now, the Do No Harm database lines up with all sorts of anecdotal accounts of teenagers that are being rushed into surgical operations and all sorts of hormone procedures that will permanently alter their bodies as teenagers. When their bodies are going through all these changes. And I know I raised two teenagers. My wife and I raised two teenagers. You know what it's like. They're bad crap crazy. Teenagers are crazy. But do you think that a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old can really give informed consent about taking puberty blockers or consenting to the surgeries? For any other surgery, think about how crazy this is. For any other surgery, an appendectomy, hell's bells to have your tonsils taken out, to have a fractured bone reset, parents have to give consent. But not in these cases. A number of medical patients who later came to regret those procedures, they're now known as detransitioners, are now beginning to speak publicly about their experiences being pushed to undergo gender transition operations while they themselves were struggling with mental health issues and were seeking guidance. Lazy counselors, what is this? Now, I think the figures that are on the database are probably in lower limits because the database probably undercounts the true number of trans medical interventions. Why? Because it excludes so-called gray area cases and lacks data from certain healthcare providers. It's kind of like, oh, we're going to argue that the crime rate's gone down because many municipalities Many states are not reporting the crimes. Well, you can't report the crimes, you can't count the crimes. Well, if you lack data from certain healthcare providers, then you're probably undercounting the true number of trans medical interventions that are actually taking place. And the do no harms figures are based on publicly available insurance claim data that do no harm gets from clearinghouses, data aggregators, payers, health systems, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and other open sources. But all of these crimes against these teenagers are actually being done, I think, to just what? To push an agenda. And to tell kids that, oh, if you have doubts about who you are, oh, guess what? We got a surgery for that. Wait a minute. Why don't you see a counselor? Why don't you see a therapist? And parents who do this or allow it to be done, or states that pass laws that say that parents cannot be informed about what their children are doing? Unacceptable. The facilities that the website Do No Harm spotlights are almost entirely concentrated in blue states, where transgender procedures are entirely legal and gender transition activists obviously have political support from elected officials. In addition to the public funding that's involved, oh yeah, I mentioned the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Yes, because some of these children can't afford it. They're on Medicaid, and Medicaid ends up paying for it. Over the relevant time frame on this database, patients submitted close to $120 million in charges to insurers. When's the real bill going to come due? When are we going to suffer the real consequences when all these detransitioners start coming forward and there's a huge backlash? We need to start providing these kids the kind of guidance and the kind of therapies that they need now to help them deal with what's normal, confusing, crazy times when your bodies are just raging with hormones. And you're instead sending them to surgery? There's something evil about that. There's something that's just morally wrong about that. If you're an adult, I'd like to say I don't care. I do care. But if you're an adult and that's what you want to do, have at it. But if you're a child, leave the children alone. And by the way, $120 million in charges to insurers? That means if you have health insurance or you're a taxpayer, either way, you're paying for it. We're paying for these atrocities. Joseph Mengele, move aside. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICHAEL to this number, 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I love all the sparkle.
It's your fault. You introduced me to jewelry television. I can't stop watching.
Right. The prices are amazing.
I know. There are so many different styles and the color gemstone jewelry. Are you kidding me? Gorgeous. And did you notice JTV also has gifts for men? I got Jake an Invicta watch that he loves.
New JTV customers receive $40 off their next purchase when they shop jtv.com/radio.
Who are you texting? I'm not. I'm shopping jtv.com.
smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.